They say revenge is a dish best served cold. But what if I said, fuck that noise? I'm going to rephrase that statement and serve it to you in a glass. Multiple ones. This is the point in time in life, at this moment, since where we left off, I have a choice. Like I said previously, brush off the L, call it a day, or seek revenge. You goddamn right I seek revenge. I was contemplating in my head that night, saying to myself, how in the fuck did this girl waste my time and reject me? And up to this point, don't get me wrong, I have been rejected plenty of times. But for once, in my head and heart, something gave me hope. But that hope itself was false. And I just wanted more. Not hope. I wanted her to fucking suffer. I wanted her to feel the pain that I felt. And by fucking God, I was going to do it. I was going to do it so well to the point where she won't even want to look up at the sun. I wanted to do it to her so fucking badly. Break her down mentally so she would know never to fuck with any other nigga. If not that, fuck with this nigga because, well, let's be honest. She awoke a beast that was willing to stay slept. This is where you fucked up. This is where you fucked up. In the art of war, the main key in life itself, if not that saying, to defeat one's enemy, you must know thy enemy. Now, my enemy, as you so guessed it, just so happened to be someone who really pissed me off. And well, I knew this girl well enough to the degree where I knew her ticks, her ups, her downs, her triggers, and everything. But let us not forget, one must be on the good side of said enemy, the trick, but constantly plotting in the same aspect. What does one do? See her the next day, have small talk, pretend as if the previous night never happened. And if she does bring it up, you kind of just shrug it off, apologize, and say stuff such as, yo, you ready for New Orleans? And she responds with, yeah. Awesome. And she also says, when you get there, because you've been there plenty of times, this is my first time going, I want you to show me certain places. If not, you gotta get me a drink. And of course, in my head, I say, I don't want to buy this bitch no fucking drink. But of course, on the outside, I say, oh yeah. But also, why should I buy you a drink? And she responds with, well, because I am special. And I was just like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. So days leading up to said trip, again, what do? Get on her good side. Joke around with her. Laugh. Even when I see her in her certain situation that she's with, I kind of just nod my head, smile, dap up old dude and say, hey man, how's it going? All right now, girl. You have a nice time, Nola. Can't wait until tomorrow. Really can't. Now, going back to the idea of what makes said enemy tick, or if not that, gets them excited and disillusioned, is important because, well, you can use that to the advantage. What she says is a good time, you can see as said weakness. And on my end, I see it as a situation where I say, okay, well, what's the one thing she always does when she goes out? Drink heavily. And when she does drink heavily, she's constantly all over people. And at that same time, she is very, very willing to do things. Of course, with your consent. But at that time, play it cool and let it happen. So that was my ace in the hole for that matter. Get this one insanely fucking drunk. At the same time, you get drunk, but drunk enough to still know what's going on. At the same time as that's going on, set up the greatest heartbreak which you will fucking do. But before we get to that part, let's just talk about how the whole idea itself right now. Me. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Ego. Is there something you need to say? It is. What's that? She does deserve this. You're better than that. She will know the legacy that is you. You will be the fucking man, because you are the fucking man. Spirit, I will not walk away. I will not walk away. This is me. This is the daggers which she threw into my fucking heart. The dagger stands. And if you listen to this right now, yes, that's how it is. So here we are, New Orleans, finally. Up to this point, I had been there 3 times. I can never get enough of this city. That'd be the culture, the history, what it's been through, the fact that these people have been torn down, but they still rise amongst the craziness. Truly, truly something beautiful. And at that same time, she is beautiful. There's that look again. She walks up to me and says, "I'm happy I'm here with you." You see, her man couldn't make it because of situation, so I promised him I'll take care of her. And he said, "Good. You seem like a nice guy." And of course, I smiled in his face, like I'm smiling at her face right now. And I reply to her, saying that I'm happy I'm here with me, saying, "I'm happy you're here too, Nola." There's a part of me that just wants to throw all this stuff away and forgive and forget, like the good Lord taught us, but then again, the ego takes over. The persona speaks in the back of my mind. "She embarrassed you, man. Your boys laughed at you. How many times you gonna let a bitch reject you without getting some fucking payback? She don't deserve that, man. I just missed my opportunity. I missed my window. I didn't know." She got things misconstrued, and so did I, so in the same process. "No, fuck that noise. Do what you came here to do, nigga. You gotta realize that you are the fucking man. I'm the man. Yeah, say it again. I'm the fucking man. You gonna let her fucking deter you of that? No. Do what you gotta fucking do. We get settled in. We head out late night. And the town is ours. And what do? I stick to the plan that I had conspired in my head. I stick to it. So well. Bar one. Take a shot. She takes a shot, I take a shot. We all take shots. Bar two is a drink. She takes a drink, I take a drink. I sip mine slowly as she chugs her down. Me constantly observing constantly. Bar three, four, five, same thing goes on and on and on. Out of heaven, I'm tipsy. Very, very tipsy. She... is unnecessarily, if not that very, very drunk. I turn to myself and I say to myself, time to seek that revenge. We walk ahead in the crowded street of Bourbon, side by one another. And at the same time, we get closer and closer to the point where our hands genuinely glaze or graze. And with that, pinkies touch. And from pinkies, other fingers interlocking. And once we interlock hands, she just laughs. And I kind of joke to that point of, what are we doing here? Hopefully so-and-so doesn't get jealous. She responds with, oh, don't worry, I won't tell him. As long as you don't try to do anything that you did last time. And I responded, what if I want to? Would you be cool with that? She responds with, I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked it when you did that to me last time. Granted, it was... stupid on your end, but I will say that you were a really good kisser. That's good to know. But at the same time, I know I'm not really good. I'm extremely good. Oh, really now? She says. And I say, really now? She responds with, prove it to me. And I do. I pull her in close, with no hesitation. Eye-to-eye contact. And I kiss her. Not just for a second. Not just for 5 seconds. No, no. Full on. Lips to lips. Passion, as if we really know what we wanted, and that was each other. It was a moment, but that moment lasted in my mind forever. But then we all knew the moment was going to come to an end when she pulls away. And she says, what am I doing? And I say, you're just kissing me, it's fine, it's whatever. She's like, I know this, but you know for a fact I'm dating someone. Why would you do that? And I responded with, now you want to gain yourself a moral conscience? You, of all people, really? Are we having this out? Are you actually thinking about this? Are you sad right now? Shocked? And she says to me, what does this mean, Cher? And I say, no, that means a lot. It means a lot to me to see you right now. All of our friends are looking at us. And they know. They know who you with. And right now they're speaking bad, bad things. But hey, it's all right. We're drunk, right? Or better yet, for the most part, one of us is. You won't feel nothing. Right? I bet yes. One of us won't. It's the stupidity. And that's exactly how I felt. And that's exactly how you're feeling right now. She just says, why? What's wrong with you? And I respond, but really, what the fuck is wrong with you? You fucking embarrass me. You broke my goddamn heart and spirit. You destroyed me mentally. You hurt me. And you decided to fuck with me. This is what happens. This is what happens. Anger. Bitterness. It builds. And by God, it has erupted. A tear runs down her face. And I respond with, yeah, that feeling right there. What you feel, that is your eruption. I liked you. I liked you more. I more than liked you. But if you want to be my fucking friend, I can't have that. You manipulate, so I should return the fucking favor. So there it is. The moment has passed. Are you proud of yourself? Are you happy you got what you wanted? Do you feel good? She goes down an alleyway. Her friend follows. She's crying up to this point. My friend Parrish walks up to me and asks, is everything okay? And I say, hopefully, on my end, I'm not okay. Because I've just realized what I've done. On her end, she's not okay because she's seen all of me. She's seen a monster. She's seen an egotistical maniac out on the fucking loose. And I am to blame for her disparity at this moment. I hate myself. But then again, this is what I wanted, right? I wanted her to suffer. I wanted her to break down. I wanted her to see me and regret everything. Yeah, she regrets. She regrets for sure. She regrets meeting me. She regrets talking to me. She regrets coming on this trip. She regrets a lot of things, as do I. But this is what I wanted, right? I wanted a person I truly cared about to suffer because she shot me down, because I couldn't accept rejection, because, for lack of better terms, I just couldn't say no. I just couldn't grow up. What the fuck? The night ends there. We all head back to the cars. What was once her sitting next to me on the way to Bourbon Street was her sitting in front and me sitting all the way in the back. Pure silence. And the days that followed copied. She couldn't even look at me. She didn't want to look at me. Again, this is what I wanted. I am truly sorry. You're the girl I loved. But you're the girl that taught me lessons that I see now. Time travel, man. Time travel existed, I would go back and tell myself not to do this. I would tell myself it's not worth losing a friend over. I would tell myself to suck it up and move on. I would tell myself a lot of things to prevent pain and suffering. We get back to Ohio. The trip was over. She gets into her car with her man. She turns back and gives me that one last look. One last look. And I tell myself, never again will I see her for who she really is. And never will she see me for who I really am. For that, I am sorry, Nola. I am truly, truly sorry.